The Israel lobby in America is very strong and very powerful and basically controls all members of Congress. More on that in a second, because we have a bombshell new report exposing how deep it actually goes in Washington, D.C. But first, some context on foreign government interference. Remember Hillary Clinton funded, helped create something called the Steele dossier?
I remember.
Said Russians were attacking our elections, that Trump was collaborating with Russians, that they're the reason she lost the presidency to Donald Trump. She still to this day says that Russia was to blame for her losing the election in 2016.
For PSYOPs, because they sent out a bunch of trolls that sent you anti-Hillary Clinton information that made you not want to vote for her. That's specifically what she said they did.
Exactly. So they were all over social media and it was a PSYOP, and that's why you decided to vote for Donald Trump, because of Russian interventions in the election.
And I got a question. Was it because they were posting the truth about her?
Actually, well, in Nicole Pearl Roth's book, This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends, she talks about how they would take any kind of information. This is what she says that these Russian trolls did, like take true information and then twist it in some kind of unflattering way and then boost it. So, but a lot of, if you actually know a lot about specifically here at Hillary Clinton's warmongering ways, you don't need lies to not want to vote for her. But
so anyway, you remember the mainstream media at the time followed suit, then running breathless headlines like this. Here was the New York Times. The plot to subvert an election, unraveling the Russia story so far. Here's another one. Here's how Russia will try to interfere in the 2018 election. So they're continuing. It's going to keep going. Oh, in 2020 as well. So the mainstream media was selling you this cooked up story. Started by, of course, the Hillary Clinton campaign. And even the FBI launched a massive Russia election interference investigation. So the FBI was all over this. In fact, they were going out to social media companies warning them about this, right? They were fully involved in this, the FBI was.
We got special counsels for this.
It was a big deal.
Special taxpayer-funded counsels with some of the best, highest-paid lawyers in the country.
So it turns out it was all a lie, cooked up by the Democrats. Foreign interference in our elections? Well, that will not stand. Unless, of course, Israel does it, and then it's perfectly fine. We all know that it's happening. We'll just look the other way. So the New York Times is out with a bombshell story today. I can't believe the New York Times actually published this. Keep this up here on the screen if you would, Philip, because we need to breathe this in for a moment. The New York Times, Israel secretly targets U.S. lawmakers with influence campaign on Gaza war. Israel's Ministry of Diaspora Affairs ordered the operation, which used fake social media accounts urging U.S. lawmakers to fund Israel's military, according to officials and documents about the effort.
The only problem I have with this headline, if we could just keep it up, is the past tense of the word used.
Used, yeah, as if it's not still happening.
Come now.
Because I'm going to show you in a moment how it's currently happening. So if you speak out against the genocide in Gaza, you'll be targeted by Israel, of course. I wonder if the FBI will now launch an investigation.
Should we get a special counsel?
It would seem appropriate under the circumstances, a foreign government interference in our elections.
Mm-hmm. Influencing
members of Congress. Where is the FBI outrage?
Is there a single congressman that would take that on, though? You know what I mean? Because they're all Israel.
There are seven.
I'll show you one. I'll show you one at least who would be happy to take it on. Foreign interference in our election process. Don't hold your breath, though, that there's going to be some sort of investigation. It's Israel, and Israel controls Washington, D.C. As Edward Snowden pointed out this morning, this is business as usual for Washington. Foreign interference in an election? In an election year, forcing an unpopular bill through Congress that stole about $100 billion from your taxes to squander on fruitless, unwinnable wars? Business as usual. So Edward Snowden knows. So here's how it all works. Let's read from the New York Times here. Israel organized and paid for an influence campaign last year targeting U.S. lawmakers and the American public with pro-Israel messaging as it aimed to foster support for its actions in the war with Gaza, according to officials involved in the effort and documents related to the operation. The covert campaign was commissioned by Israel's Minister of Diaspora Affairs, a government body that connects Jews around the world with the State of Israel, four Israeli officials confirmed. The ministry allocated about $2 million for the operation and hired a company called Stoic a political marketing firm in Tel Aviv to carry it out, according to the officials and the documents. The campaign began in October and remains active on the platform X at its peak. It used hundreds of fake accounts that posed as real Americans on X, Facebook, and Instagram to post pro-Israel comments. The accounts focused on U.S. lawmakers, particularly ones who are black and Democrats, such as Representative Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader from New York, and Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, with posts urging them to continue funding Israel's military. ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot, was used to generate many of the posts. The campaign also created three fake English news sites featuring pro-Israel articles. Right on.
You know, so what's frustrating is after Elon Musk went with Ben Shapiro to Israel, when he came back, there were a bunch of accounts, and even who was the guy we had on our show from the Gray Zone? Not Max or
Wyatt Reed,
Aaron. Yeah, he is still suspended for posting
Kit
things,
Clarenberg.
Trying to get information out about what's really going on in Gaza, and they're still being silenced by X. And their account suspended.
Well, not surprising. And a lot of people are trying to get Elon's attention about this, but it seems like this one subject seems to fall on deaf ears for some reason. I don't know why. Right after Congressman Thomas Massie appeared on our show for calling out the TikTok ban, you know, as basically fake news, because it wasn't about China, it was all about Israel, he was targeted by Israel once again. Here he was on our show explaining how Israel uses software called Pegasus that allows them to spy on Americans' phones. And he talked about the reason Congress wanted to ban TikTok because Israel wants it banned. It's not about China. It wasn't about China at all. It was showing too much truth about the horrors of their ethnic cleansing in Gaza. But you can't talk about that. You can't have that. Israel doesn't want you to see the truth. Pay attention to every word he says here. Watch.
Well, there's also a piece of software known as Pegasus that fairly well known that our
Israeli
government has. Yeah, Israeli software that's state of the art, can do just about anything on your phone, your camera, your microphone. Let me, you know, when I'm on the floor of the House and giving a speech, I have to be 100% certain about what I say. My words could be taken down, or I could be, censured or something, or it just would look bad in a debate. But I want to go one step further here on your show than I felt able to go on the floor of the House. And that is to say, you know, we're in proxy wars, basically, in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And the U.S. government, the State Department, they want to control the propaganda that our citizens see, because citizens call their legislators. They may say, we don't want to fund that war in the Middle East. We don't want to fund that war in Ukraine. If you can control what the constituents know about what's going on, for instance, in the war between Israel and Hamas, or in the war between Ukraine and Russia, or even in Yemen, then you can control public sentiment. And I suspect very strongly, that our State Department saw this as a threat to the narrative that they want to spoon feed the American people. They used, you know, the populist threat of China. And I'm not saying that China is not a threat. I said in my speech, we're wearing suits made in China. We're driving cars with chips that were made in China. We're using phones that are made in China. They're buying our farmland. I'm not saying there is no threat from China, but what they're doing is they're not really addressing any of the threat from China. They're using that as the boogeyman to basically shut down one of the apps where they can't control the algorithms.
That to me stood out. Do you think that it's really we could point to the Israel connection here as a major piece of this?
Well, Clayton, as you know, I'm joining you from the GOP retreat here in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And our lunchtime speaker is the ambassador from Israel. So, every Republican member of the Congress is going to hear an hour-long speech from the ambassador from Israel here at this retreat. And that's our guest speaker. So I'm, you know, that's another way to control the narrative. You know, is we're not going to have a Palestinian guest speaker or Lebanese right. guest speaker, you know, and they don't want it on TikTok. Now,
how do we templatize a guy like him?
I don't know.
So that it's like, this is the blueprint of what a congressperson or a senator should be right here. Like,
yeah. He and Rand Paul. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Both from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
So when the Israel lobby went after Massey hard, as you can imagine, you're not allowed to speak like that. You can't tell the truth like Massey does. You really can't. So Israel spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to get him to lose his primary election in Kentucky. The largest pro-Israel lobbying group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, spent over $400,000 smearing me, he tweeted, this election cycle. Who has the obsession? He asked. So, and this was back in November. Why does Israel historically, here's another tweet, get historically more foreign aid than any other country? Not because they have the most aggressive lobbyists working for them. I voted not to send, he said, because they have the most aggressive lobbyists working for them. I voted not to send another $14 billion overseas. So now they're running ads on radio, television, and Facebook against me. I won't vote to give them your money.
But then let's follow that trail. So if we are giving Israel money, which we are, of American taxpayer dollars, they are then using that to run psyops on us. So we're paying to run psyops on ourselves. Isn't that awesome? Aren't you so glad you went to work today so you could pay your taxes so that Israel can influence you with a psyop?
And put together ads like this. This is one of the ads. I cut out the beginning part of it because they said a lot of non-truths that I don't want this to get us our channel demonetized or problems because they've now been debunked. You can go seek the full video if you want to watch the full ads about babies and other stuff that they talk about in this ad, which has now been debunked. But anyway, here's the part where they it's all about Thomas Massey. So watch the rest of this.
Every Republican voted to stand with Israel. Every Republican except for one. Kentucky's Tom Massey. On Israel, Tom Massey votes with AOC, Tlaib, and Omar over and over. It's a disgrace. Call Tom Massey. Tell him it's time to stand with Israel.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out. The people of Kentucky voted overwhelmingly for Massey instead of Israel. They gave a big middle finger to Israel and the Israeli lobby.
I'm so confused. Stay out of our elections. Ad. Like, yeah. They assume that you don't want Kentucky to be first. That's what they're putting on your television.
Well, they put a whole bunch of scare tactics up front saying that, like, Massey, or basically that, you know, that he's basically pro-Hamas.
Oh, okay.
Right? And they're like, they came and killed babies and, you know, all this stuff. It's like, well, okay, really?
And people remember, they're sending $14 billion to Israel, which it's probably way more than that if you look at everything, probably. All this money to Ukraine. What did they get during the pandemic? They didn't even get the full stimulus checks they were supposed to get that they were promised. So they can't even, like, what was the total that the American people got during a lockdown? They're pissed off because they're sending all this money over there and they aren't getting anything. They aren't getting any help. They're getting nothing from politicians.
You'll recall that aid to Israel was in the COVID pandemic relief packages. And President Trump pushed back and said, take out foreign donations from all COVID bills, please. So he was paying attention to that.
Yeah.
My takeaway is that what we need to do as the American people is just go to war with somebody and then our government will send us money. We'll actually get some help. We'll just declare war on somebody as the American public.
There you go.
Yeah. And then we'll get a stimulus check in the mail. So it didn't work. So, you know, Kentucky said, no, we're voting for Massey overwhelmingly. Look at this. And here's his tweet about it. Thomas Massey, APEC claims to have spent over $400,000 against me in this election cycle. APEC claims to have spent over $400,000 against me in this election cycle. These were the results tonight. Look at that. Overwhelming in the Republican primary for Massey. And then here's tweet by me. I like this one. She says, note the entire GOP, you don't have to sell out to the Israel lobby like a bunch of pathetic traitors to win elections. This is proof. Some of you don't even win by these margins and you still sell your souls for a lousy five-figure donation from APEC. Enough is enough. If you're bought and paid for by Israel lobby, you need to get primaried. I'll ask you guys watching right now, should all of these politicians who are bought and sold by Israel get primaried, out, thrown out? Let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Any of them that are not, you know, American citizen first, like
America first,
American citizens are getting nothing. When was the last time we got it? Like, they're like, okay, we'll give you stimulus, and that was fought over for months and months and months. But it's like, Ukraine needs more money. Bring Zelensky over. Boom, here's $100 billion. Like, yeah, but we still ridiculous. Get nothing.
No, I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, then he's pro-Hamas, which is the dumbest argument. Or they throw out a stupid... You have to be mentally handicapped. You throw out a term like, oh, then he's an anti-Semite. No, he's putting America first. He's not an anti-Semite. Shut the fuck up, you idiot. Oh, or he's pro-Hamas. Shut the hell up.
We
Shut
showed up. You...
Well, technically, I mean, if we're going to be technical, if you're pro-Hamas, you're pro-Israel. So.
Right. Well, yeah, they were created by Israel. I mean, yes, Hamas, yes. And they're funded by the United States and armed by the United States. So anyway, he doesn't want money sent to these locations anymore. He wants it here at home, reinvested in the United States, not built. So I think we can all, it's unbelievable that this is like a thought that's out of fashion right now.
Yes.
He's one of the rarities. And then if he speaks out against it, he gets a freaking ads against him.
Right.
Well, and also to point out, we're sending this to countries like Israel has a surplus of money. They don't need our money. We're suffering over here. Our immigration is just completely crashed. Our economy is crashing. Our dollar is crashing. Yet we're sending money to a country that doesn't even need it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Congressman Thomas Massie, because he is this amazing voice, he's just been asked to co-chair a free and equal presidential debate on the 12th of July. In Las Vegas. So you have RFK Jr. is going to be there. So he's like seen as a voice standing for America, and he's going to be moderating that debate. Just thought I'd throw that in there as a little side nugget about it. Anyway, the New York Times admits this is the first documented case of the Israeli government interfering in our electoral process, according to the New York Times, targeting members of our Congress. The operation is the first documented case, they write, of the Israeli government's organizing a campaign to influence the U.S. government, social media experts said. While coordinated government-backed campaigns are not uncommon, they are typically difficult to prove. So basically saying that Israel's role is reckless, probably ineffective. Who knows if it's ineffective or not in this particular case. They ran operations that interferes in U.S. politics, though, is extremely irresponsible, according to Ashaya Schatz, the executive director of Fake Reporter. So do you think that the FBI should open an investigation against these foreign groups? Against Israel? Doubtful. Doubt that they would do that, because according to FBI whistleblowers, the FBI works in lockstep with the Israel lobby. Here is a Jewish Anti-Defamation League post. This is the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. This is the Jewish Anti-Defamation League proudly tweeting how they train our FBI agents. Did you know? ADL trains every new FBI agent on their role as protectors of the American people and the Constitution. I'm sorry. What? What? Why does an Israeli lobby organization get to train our FBI?
Israel doesn't even have a constitution.
I mean, imagine like the Chinese consulate in Washington, D.C. posting that.
Right.
People, you know, like people would lose their damn minds. Like, wait a minute, what? China's training our FBI? Yes, they are. You know, like, what the hell?
And then tweeting about it, like, we're just proud to let them know that we influence the FBI so much that we're letting you know that we train the FBI. Now, this might.
So they're probably not going to investigate us.
Right. So are they going to investigate these like lobbying groups for foreign government interference? Of course not. It makes sense, though, that they would go after Christian groups, doesn't it? Now, once you start putting all of this together and they go after churches and the FBI is investigating church groups, it really starts to add up, doesn't it? In fact, Kyle Serafin, who's a FBI agent, former FBI agent and whistleblower, explains how every FBI agent must go to the Holocaust Museum as part of their training. What? Watch this.
You asked me to go raid President Obama's house. You asked me to go raid President Bush's house. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm not doing that. And I'm going to probably be pretty vocal. That's probably going to be my last day. It's not going to happen. So we had a lot of people that said yes. And I think that so much compliance got done. We talked briefly. Here's what I'll kind of share as my last kind of concern. Every single FBI agent has to go to the Holocaust Museum.
What? As part of your training?
Even if you're not like religious, like.
I mean, or it doesn't. I mean, what?
That'd be like me an atheist, they're coming over and saying, hey, look, it's, as part of your training for this, you have to go attend 6 Catholic masses. Like, okay. Right.
Or you're Catholic and you have to go attend, you're a Catholic a FBI agent, you have to go to the synagogue. Or you're, what?
I wonder how many Chinese people have to, you know, get commemorated for being victims of the Japanese Holocaust. Does that included, I wonder?
Doubtful.
Isn't that like, what do they call that, where it's where they try to reintegrate you, like a concentration camp kind of thing?
It's indoctrination.
Indoctrination, but there's another word that they use in wartime to like get people to.
Are you talking about like re-education?
Re-education, yeah, re-education. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what it is, because other sources have said that in these high up meetings, and these high up FBI meetings, there's always an ADL representative there at these meetings. What? Why? Why are there ADL reps inside of law enforcement meetings in the United States? Oh, we should ask about that. It'd be interesting. Congress should ask questions about that. The few members of Congress who aren't taking money from them maybe should ask questions about it. Or maybe we should pass a law that bans all of this foreign interference lobbying money in the United States government. And then they wouldn't be compelled to do this. You know, I'm reminded Elizabeth Warren, who's also on the dole for taking money from the Israeli lobby. She voted for sending additional weapons and money to Israel. And of course, she tweeted the other day, the Israeli bombing of a refugee camp inside a designated safe zone is horrific. Israel has a duty to protect innocent civilians, the senator wrote, and Palestinians seeking shelter in Rafah have nowhere safe to go. Netanyahu's assault on Rafah must stop. We need an immediate ceasefire, she wrote. And the readers added context. This year, Senator Warren voted to supply Israel with $3.8 billion of weapons and defund the United Nations aid organization for Gaza. And then Thomas Massie tweeted, ma'am, you voted to send those bombs to Israel. And I love the community notes. Yes, in fact, you did. So, yeah. Anyway, it's all a long way of saying, way to go, New York Times, for actually covering this story, although you did it in the past tense. But nevertheless, it's still going on in a very big way. And we just saw the results of it here just a few minutes ago with Thomas Massie in this most recent primary election, trying to go after him for saying we're not going to send money to Israel because he wants to put America first. Shocking.
Now, we showed you recently a letter that a group of senators had sent to the International Criminal Court saying we're going to sanction you for naming Israel for their war crimes, even though the International Criminal Court also named Hamas. And so that's your U.S. senators doing exactly that, saying we are going to protect Israel on the international stage. We're busy with that. Now, my father happened to watch that segment and he was like, who are those people? I'm going to write to them. So I refer you to that segment that we did before and see if your local lawmaker is doing this and give them a call and tell them you are not interested in protecting Israel first. You are interested in your own local community.
And especially, it's very easy to look up. It's very easy to look up on opensecrets.org. I believe it's .org, not .com, to find out your local member of your Congress. How much money has any of the Israeli lobbying groups paid to your local member of Congress? Go there and look it up. It's very easy to find out. Has AIPAC donated, AIPAC or ADL or any of the other groups that use like sort of shadowy names to kind of hide their affiliation? Look up and see where they're getting their money from. And then, of course, you can follow the trail exactly on how they vote on these things. Yeah. You should demand change. This is how we can affect change in the United States. Get more people like Thomas Massie in Congress who are not taking money from these people. And he won with overwhelming 75%. So good for Thomas Massie. All right.